Well, the New Zealand screen industry has been surveying workers about how they're coping with the disruption of COVID-19. Alice Sherman is the director of the New Zealand Writers Guild and also part of the screen sector COVID-19 Action Group. She joins me now. Hi, Alice.
Kia ora.
Tell us about this research you've been doing.
Well, it was interesting and it was illuminating, but also it showed how much our sector comes together in these times, which was heartening yet hard in such crazy times.
Yeah, tell me what you were asking and what you found out.
Yeah, so we were asking the sector, primarily we were looking at screen workers, so those workers that were immediately impacted by shutdowns, by delays or holds on production. And as we moved through the timeline, where are we at? I think 6 weeks now. It became really, really obvious that those people at the front line, like producers and crew on and off set, were the most deeply impacted first. And that rollout of impact has continued down the food chain of different types of screen workers. So for us, it was about going, what can we do as a screen sector to support those people who are at the front line? What we found really heartening was that people actually were supportive of the government support that came through in the wage subsidy, but needed assistance to apply, as most of our screen sector workers are contractors or sole traders. How could they apply for the wage subsidy? That was something that we were immediately able to help with. Our website that we created specifically as a COVID response was able to provide up-to-date information to our screen sector workers on how to apply, where to apply, and what information you needed.
How are people feeling?
That one changes with the days. At the beginning, it was, as I said, the frontliners, the producers, the cast, their crew on and off set. They were immediately impacted because their work just stopped, completely stopped. And that was incredibly difficult for people to deal with. But as we've moved through and opportunities are now starting to appear again, whether it's through our redeployment of screen workers into other sectors while they wait, or whether it's through the levels coming down and the ability to start back to work, people are feeling different in different spaces. The crew and cast are starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel for productions coming back into New Zealand or starting back up again. People like theatre workers are not seeing that at all. And people like writers creators are starting to see the backup of our production pipeline. So a lot of things are in development at the moment. TV series, feature film, web series, they can't start filming until the productions in front of them can get back up and running. So depending on where you are in the pipeline, People are feeling different.
So funny, isn't it? It's really easy when you're listening to the radio or watching TV to say, well, these guys should go get a job picking fruit. But when your job is your not just your livelihood, but part of your identity, what you've trained your whole life to do, when you're creating some of this stuff, it's really not that simple. So when you talk about redeployment, I mean, even that is a pretty tough thing to go through. When you talk about the light on the end of the, at the end of whatever the phrase was, light at the end of the tunnel, what are you seeing in terms of plans to get back going again?
We've already started on several work streams in the COVID Action Group, our pain sector body. The first thing was actually about health and safety. And so there's a massive piece of work that's been undertaken by ScreenSafe alongside WorkSafe. They all sound the same, but one's the screen and one's the government. And it was about ensuring that people could safely get back to work at the different levels and what that looked like. And I think a lot of cast and crew saw that as hope because it meant, okay, we're working on getting back. You know, we're working on getting back in front of that camera. A couple of other pieces of work that are light at the end of the tunnel is those conversations with government around immigration and the local councils like ATEED and Wellington NZ and the regional business network who are helping to find ways to get back up and running. That is the light at the end of the tunnel, people working together to get the sector back up.
How realistic would it be to make something like Shortland Street under level 2 conditions?
Well, Shortland Street, amazingly, are filming right now.
Are they?
They are. I know, it's incredible. it, you know, the National Treasure is back up and running. It's very exciting. And it's, you know, it's just not the same. They're filming in a really different environment, but they are back up and filming. Realistically, looking at level two and the rest of the sector and how we progress back into filming, I think micro productions, like smaller productions, commercials, short films, web series, we've got a smaller number of cast and crew. They'll be the first ones that will be able to go back to filming because they don't have as many workers or people on set to deal with. The bigger productions, the productions of scale, I feel like I need a crystal ball in these moments to go, what is it going to look like tomorrow, Jesse? I don't know. But we're planning to start, you know, being more film available in level two. But, you know, this is all government dependent.
Yeah, you know, it's not my job to solve these problems, but the idea, like, with these international productions in New Zealand, you think, why wouldn't they get on a plane, come and quarantine for 2 weeks, and then pick up the production again? I mean, quarantining is not convenient for anyone, but at least they would have some certainty that when they came out of it, they could, you know, go back to full speed again in a country that's COVID-free. Touch wood.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a big part of the conversation we're having between, you know, our industry organisations and with government around immigration and what that could look like for certain people in the sector, especially for bigger productions that maybe are relying on only one or two people, like a lead cast or a producer to come back, that could unlock, you know, potentially millions of dollars into the economy for the film sector, but also provide thousands of jobs. I don't have an answer for that, but that's definitely something that we're talking about with the group and with the government.
Hey, thank you for your mahi on this particular issue. Alice Sherman, Director of the New Zealand Writers Guild and part of the Screen Sector COVID-19 Action Group. Nice to talk to you today.
Thanks, Jesse. Nice to talk to you.